This week, what I want to do is to look at different parts of our body, to pick up on what we learn from looking, and perhaps afterwards, when we may be in a similar situation, we will be reminded and prompted by that part of our body to use these parts of our body as a visual aid. So today, I want to look at our feet. We have 26 bones there. They support our body's weight. They get us around. We stand up to a huge workload, walking and running and carrying. But the simple thing we all know about them is that our feet point us in the direction we're going. In Psalm 119 at verse 59, the psalmist says, "I thought on my ways and turned my feet to what the Lord said." We all have different problems, many of them small, some of them big. We try to solve them by ourselves, taking time and effort. But often our wisdom and resources just don't measure up to the scale of our problem. We ask around for help, but there's no answer. At least, no answer better than the ones we've already tried ourselves. We're at our wit's end, nowhere to go, no one to turn to. So what do? We just have to stop moving and start thinking. We need to take a time out, especially if that problem is a spiritual one. Who has wisdom? Who can have an answer for what I need? I'm looking for something practical and personal, measured exactly to fit me and my problem. And the psalmist tells us he gathered together all the options he tried, all the possibilities on offer. He thought over and over again what he had tried, but he came to nothing. So he's going to do something different. He turned his feet towards the Lord. Never tried this before, but all the rest of our options have turned up empty. He brings spiritual problem to the Lord, asks for his wisdom and for his help, and his feet pointing him in the right direction to go. Ask for the Lord's help for whatever you may have to face today. A word of pardon, forgiveness, a word of encouragement, some guidance for the decision you're going to make, something to fill up your life. You will never be disappointed, but you may be surprised with what the Lord tells you.